I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. International Media Ministries has begun filming a miniseries about the story of Esther, an ongoing project that's faced setbacks this year due to global unrest. IMM's Denise Godwin says the obstacles are expected.
We are fighting not against flesh and blood, not against economy, but we are fighting to get the good news out. And the enemy will use anything to slow that down, to delay it, to discourage us.
America's dropping dollar has diminished buying power on the filming set in Europe, making this project a journey of faith beyond comfort zones.
It seems like we are on that journey where the floodwaters are in front of us, and yet God is saying, go forward, and we must step in, and He's going to show up.
Join us in praying for the IMM filming team and learn more about the Esther Project at missionnews.org. Now, meet Vlad, a pastor hard at work in the battered city of Odessa, Ukraine. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association tells us,
there's 100 homes that he tries to minister to. He's in a sea of broken children.
Vlad is working to transform a ramshackle building into a center where kids and parents can hear the gospel. But he needs training so that as they come, he can teach God's word faithfully and fully. SGA works to provide church-based training so that leaders can be equipped right where they are. Please pray for pastors like Vlad, because you know what?
This is the common, resounding comment from all the churches we serve overseas. They pray for you.
Mock says the faithful, fruitful, sacrificial life we pray that believers overseas will have is the same life Christ calls us to pursue wherever we call home. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.